But speaking of life, it's interesting that a scientist can look at the human being, the eye, the nose, the power of smell, the power of feeling, the nervous system, the cells, and say that was created just by trial and error, natural selection, without any superhuman intelligence. Yet, when they're prospecting for ancient man, they'll dig up an ancient tool that's very elementary, that almost looks like it could be created by the wind or something like that. Because it's so aged, I've seen some of these tools, and they look like it could just be a natural formation. But they'll look at them and examine it real closely and say, this was created by an intelligent human. So they'll take some type of tool that's very elementary and say, this proves an intelligent being created this. But then they look at a cell that is 100 times more sophisticated than our most sophisticated computer, and they'll say, no intelligence created this. It was created by just natural selection over a period of time. Does that make any sense? I mean, that's crazy when you think about it. But I always thought it'd be fun to be in the next world, and when these atheist scientists arrive and tell them, hey, I got something to show you. It would be fun to deal with these people. It would also be fun. Curtis and I used to talk about how it'd be fun to greet some Mormons that rejected us in the next world and show them some things that were really true, as well as other people of other belief systems.
Well, apparently they'll be living their own belief system somewhere else, and you'll be somewhere else, so you won't have an opportunity to do that, right?
Right. A lot of time, a lot of people, if they need continued lessons after death, they go to places where they're still an illusion for a period of time. And so if you're really into your church and your church has a lot of illusion, you go to a place where everybody believes this, and then you're subject to the heaven of which you're expecting. And slowly you learn that heaven isn't really heaven after all. It's like that Twilight Zone episode, remember that? This guy dies, and he's a mobster, and he's expecting to go to hell, and he's greeted by this angel, and the angel says, he says, well, what are you here for? And the angel says, I'm here to serve you. What do you want? He says, what? I can have anything I want. I thought I was going to hell. The angel says, well, I'm here to serve you. What do you want? He says, well, I want to go gamble. Okay, so he takes him gambling, and he wins every time. Boy, he says, well, this is great. And I want some women and wine and all kinds. So he kept ordering all these things. And after about 3-4 days of winning every time and having wine, women, and song, he says, boy, I'm getting bored here. He says, maybe heaven isn't for me. Maybe I need to go to hell. And the angel says to him, well, where do you think you are? So I thought that was a cute story. So the guy was in hell. He was in what he thought was heaven was really hell. And this is going to be the case of many people. When they die and expecting to go to heaven, when they go to what they expect, they're going to discover, well, it's not heaven after all. So then when they learn that lesson, then they'll be given the opportunity to move on and learn other lessons. But they have to learn to escape that thought form, that illusion that they're under after death.
Hey, JJ, have you ever heard the joke about the guy who dies and goes to heaven? St. Peter says, come on in, let me show you around. And he says, this is where the Southern Baptists create themselves. They have picnics every Sunday, and these are where these guys are, and they're doing their thing. And we're about to go into this building and see this hallway, and when we do, you got to be really quiet, because this is the Mormon temple, and they think they're the only ones here.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys heard about the 3 degrees of hell? Now, the Mormons have heard about 3 degrees of heaven. Well, this guy dies, and he was a pretty bad dude, and he was expecting to go to hell, and sure enough, he meets the old devil. And the old devil says to him, he says, well, we kind of copying the Mormons a little bit. They got 3 degrees of heaven. We got 3 degrees of hell. And he says, the advantage is you got to choose which one you want to go to. The guy says, okay, well, let's take a look. So he shows him, opens the first door, and there's everybody standing on their heads on razor blades. And he says, oh, man, that's terrible. He says, show me the next one. He opens the next door. And everybody's standing on their heads on sharp swords. And he says, oh, man, he says, show me the next one. And the next one is everybody's up to their waist in cow manure, fresh cow manure, and they're drinking coffee. And he says, this is pretty bad, but it's not as bad as the other two. I guess I'll take this. So the old devil throws him in. And then a couple of minutes later, the devil claps his hands and he says, okay, everybody, coffee break's over. Back on your heads. Okay, we just got a couple more minutes. Is there any questions or anything? See if there's anything I haven't covered here. Let me look. See if there's anything on the principle of glory. Okay, there's a couple things I can go into. We've got a few minutes.
I have one question.
What are the differences between emotions and feelings? Hello. What's the difference between
emotions? Well, emotions, emote is part of the word emotions, which means the feeling goes out. You know, just pure feeling, the feeling may not go out or it may stay in. But emotions is more something that radiates from you. Feelings is more something just internal. But both of them relate to feelings.
Would this be a good example? So let's say you have a person that's not in care for you, in fact, you can't stand them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to see if this would be a good example. It's like taking two different people. One person says, you know what, I really don't like you. And you might have the feeling that they said that to you, but you have no emotion about it. Mm-hmm. But you take another person that you care about that says that, and then the emotions come out. It's kind of...
Yeah, emotion and feeling are two very closely related words, except, yeah, the word emotion is more outward and... feeling is more related to inward. But how you respond depends a lot on how your state of evolution as to how you respond to other people's statements that stimulate feelings.
I would think with emotions, too, you would almost have a physical reaction more than if you just have a feeling.
Yeah, I've had people really give me their state of mind before that almost made me feel weak afterwards. That if they're really upset, you know, you can really have it transferred to you. So it's emotions and feelings are. Matter of fact, I was thinking of talking more about that, how related to the mind, transcending the emotions is so important in going to the plane of the mind, because the plane of the mind is a plane whereon the masters can be found. All the higher lives can be contacted on the plane of the mind, not on the plane of the emotions. On the plane of the emotions, you can get some fairly significant contacts, but the plane of the mind is where you get into the higher contacts. And that's the only plane, you have to ascend to that plane to contact the masters of wisdom or higher. Okay, any more questions?
Oh, Maria has a question.
No, I forgot it.
You always have questions, you say.
Yeah. I remember. Where in the Bible is it that beautiful sentence of Christ, look at the lilies that not even Solomon?
You know, it seemed like it was in the Sermon on the Mount, I think.
Sermon on the Mount.
Yeah. somewhere around somewhere in Matthew
5 or 6
5 to 7 somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.